There have been large outbreaks of COVID-19 at farms in at least three Michigan counties in recent weeks, Branch, Lapeer, and Oceana. Those are just the ones we know about. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer tells us why some people say not enough is being done to prevent the spread of the virus on farms.
He says he arrived in Michigan in March. He came from Mexico with a temporary farm worker visa. He spent his days working with plants in a greenhouse. At night, he lived in worker housing, sharing a room and sleeping in bunk beds. As spring went on and the pandemic worsened, he says nothing changed at the farm. The owner didn't take any precautions, he says. As time went on and more people got coronavirus, more workers took precautions, but the owner didn't talk to them about it. The worker didn't want to give his name or the name of the farm where he worked because he feared he wouldn't get work again. He spoke to Michigan Radio with translations from Olivia Viegas, an attorney at Farmworker Legal Services. The worker says in early May, he tested positive for coronavirus himself. Farmers contacted by Michigan Radio for this story either didn't return calls or declined to comment. One person who did speak to us is Craig Anderson, manager of the Agricultural Labor and Safety Services Program at the Michigan Farm Bureau. He says the challenges keeping workers safe on farms are pretty much the same as in other workplaces.
And we're all facing the same dilemma in terms of not fully understanding some of the transmission characteristics of COVID.
But he says farmers have been doing their best, learning on the fly, working together to find solutions to keep workers safe. Others, though, say it's not enough.
From the clients that we, Merck, have heard from the workers we've heard from, they aren't doing enough.
Diana Marin is an attorney with the Michigan Immigrant Rights Center, or Merck. She's been working with multiple clients who've gotten the coronavirus, and to her, this pandemic is just the latest example of how farm workers are mistreated.
For the agriculture industry, not only is the work dangerous, but the individuals who do it are invisible to the general public.
Marin has been working with one client in Oceana County who earlier in the year went through orientation at Todd Greiner Farms. The client says she was told the farm would provide masks, wash them at the end of the day, and redistribute them. She was worried about the idea that masks would be reused by different workers.
Sí, lo que pasa es que yo hice la pregunta.
She asked them about it, she says. And the next day, she says, she was told she wouldn't get work at the farm. Now, the farm is one of the ones that had an outbreak. According to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, 67 workers at Todd Greiner Farms have tested positive for the virus. Merck filed a workplace safety complaint with the state on behalf of this worker. The farm did not return a call asking for comment. Farms are subject to the same coronavirus safety regulations as other businesses, and the governor issued an executive order to require more precautions in farm worker housing. Michigan Radio spoke to one other agricultural worker, another client of Merck, who tested positive for coronavirus. She says she wanted to speak up so that more workers would know they have rights.
Ellos están obligados a cuidar de su gente.
They have to take care of their people, she says. It's because of us they have what they have.
No somos personas desechables.
We're not disposable people, she says. I'm Dustin Dwyer.